We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quite a day post-draft. A lot of good stuff here on the station. But Mully, last night.
Oh, yeah.
In New York, in Queens, Christopher Morel, the king of Queens. How about that?
First time, I guess, since 1992 that the Cubs have been no hit through 7 innings and come back and won a game.
Is that right?
It was on the broadcast.
Okay.
I watched them.
Well, no,
it was on marquee. Blame them.
No hit through 7 innings. Christopher Morel wins it in the 9th inning with that. Oh, my gosh. I mean,
yes.
2-run home run, and he got all of it.
First home run since April 9th that was on the broadcast.
Wow. You did a lot of,
I watched a lot of note-taking.
I did a lot of note-taking.
Mentally, I suppose.
That's very good. I was caught up in the game. I was caught up in the drama, and it was a fast-paced game. 2-hour, 5-minute game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
I love the pitch clock.
When you get the no-hitter going. And Jameson Taillon was excellent in that game. Excellent.
Luis Severino, the former Yankees, they went head-to-head, pitch for pitch, inning for inning. It was fun. It was like they had reservations.
Yeah.
No, it was like they had dinner reservations.
It was over in a hurry. And it was a real fun one because it's so frustrating. Then they walk a guy. He walks a guy in the 8th, and there's this little flare hit from Dansby Swanson, and the dream is over. And as oftentimes happens, once you know, they got 2 broken bat hits.
Well, they manufactured that run.
They got a run.
They played small ball, and I thought it was interesting because we talk, and Kevin from Palatine, I always think of when – they win a game a certain way. I think, labels games, well, that's a Jed win. That's a Council win. Sometimes it's a player win. Last night, interesting because Morel gets the big hit, but Nick Madrigal pinch hit for Yan Gomes.
Yes.
That's a big move and an unusual one at that point in the game. Nick Madrigal and his hefty 212 batting average pinch hit for Yan Gomes, and he made contact and he beat it out, and that the run scored on a fielder's choice. I think the Mets could have come home with that instead of trying to get 2.
Yep.
Nick Madrigal hustled down the line, beat it out. The Cubs tie the game, and after that, Morel did the rest in the 9th. But that was a key moment in the game and a good move by Craig Council. One of those things that happen throughout the course of a season, you tend to overlook, but that's what we're talking about in terms of a manager making the right move at the right time.
And we want clarification. That is the most wins they've had in April. Is that? It's not the greatest start
through April. There's a difference. I think the word, especially you as an English major, through April, because now we play baseball in March.
Right.
So that's part of it.
But. The month of April itself.
They have 18 wins through the month of April.
And that is the most they've ever had.
Yeah, in the franchise, yep.
That's pretty amazing.
And they play
considering
tonight.
Considering the injuries.
And they play tonight.
It's April 30th, and they play tonight. So they have an opportunity to get their 19th.
And they're in first place.
That's big.
That's big news.
I mean, with the Brewers coming to town Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And I think when you take a step back, and you can, you know, quibble over well, they could lose tonight, and they're going to be back and forth. But when you look at what they've endured,
what they've gone through,
the injuries to key guys, not just injuries to roster pieces, the key guys, fourth pitchers in their starting rotation and the projected starting rotation have spent time in the injured list.
Their number one pitcher, their lead dog, is hurt in the season opener.
And their two best outfielders.
Yes.
Bellinger and Suzuki.
Their most expensive player.
So this has been, if you talk about the first month, a promising opening month, and they win another one tonight with Javier Assad, who's been very good.
Mm.
Underrated, really, really underrated. He has yet to lose. He's got a 2.00 ERA. He goes against Sean Manaea, who's been a little bit well-traveled by now. Good matchup. But if they win their 19th game tonight, Mully, and it's May 1st, you've got to feel really positive about the Cubs in that direction.
Oh, I think they've done extremely well. And I think that, you complimenting the manager this morning is appropriate, because they've just rolled with all the punches. They really have. And they have not allowed any of this to impact them. We talked about the beginning of the year and how difficult this month was going to be because the opponents they were playing. And to come out of it in the fashion in which they will after tonight, pretty extraordinary.
Tyone goes 7 1/3, and he was outstanding, and he has been really this year. I did have to, after complimenting Craig Counsell, I want to be honest about the fact when he went to Mark Leiter Jr. last night, I was a little bit skeptical. I didn't know if that was going to be a move that paid off in that moment because of what we just saw from him the day before, and he pitched well.
Hector Neris, I was a little skeptical of.
Yeah, well, when he walks two guys.
Well, holy God.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just hardly the way you want it. Get things going.
Took years off your life.
I was literally, I heard someone in the house yell, just throw a strike.
That was
and I
you.
Realized it was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
That was probably you.
That was definitely me. No one else.
It echoed off the walls.
No one else was in the house that would watch that game. And
I'm just surprised you weren't watching the Sox.
I was watching the Sox too.
Both?
I was going back and forth. Yeah. And the Sox were good.
I had the Sox on my phone.
Yeah, the Sox were
I had
fun.
The Sox on my phone. Volume down. And
they,
I thought that was the best
outing,
way to watch them last night.
And I thought that Garrett Crochet had a really good outing. And don't be mean. Don't be a hater.
I'm not being a hater. I just said when you're watching the Sox and you're watching the Cubs, you can't really – I don't have one of those fancy two-screen televisions.
You're not like Elvis. You
I'm not like
three
Elvis.
Three TVs.
So I'm watching either on my computer or my phone. Last night I chose the phone. I'm watching the Sox on the screen. I'm watching the Cubs on the television. And –
just watching them both. It was fun.
Encouraged by the Cubs. Sox, they blew it.
Probably watch more Cubs than Sox.
Yeah, well.
That's just the reality of
great home run call.
Situation.
Do we have Zach and Coombe. Zach filling in and well wishes to Pat Hughes dealing with a family matter.
Yes,
and but Pat, while he's been away, Zach has done yeoman's work. And last night, he's had he had the Pete Crow Armstrong home run call last week.
Yes, he
and
did.
Last night with Christopher Morel going deep, he rose to the occasion.
Now, do you give Christopher something to hit here or with the base open?
The 3-1, high in the air, deep left field. They gave him something to hit, and he hits it out of the yard. Christopher Morel gives the Cubs the lead.
Attaboy, Chris. He got a high fastball, and he hammers it. And that's what I was talking about. Sometimes you just got to cut it loose and just take the high fastball and be on time. With that speed, Christopher is on time and smashes one out of the yard. Cubs take the lead in this ballgame. Wow.
North side, stand up.
No, stop.
No, you can't do that. It's
wrong.
Too provincial.
Wrong station.
Former watchers
Superstation
WGN, stand up.
No.
Because that's where the fan base is all over, wherever GN was.
No. Let's not do that.
If you live in Iowa, stand
the
lake.
No. That was a good job by Zach and Coombe. Coombe chiming in, calling it as he sees it. Morel.
Why are you being a hater?
I'm not. Morel was in a 7-for-57 slump in the previous 15 games up to that point.
Yes.
Again, manager compliment coming.
Oh boy, here we go.
I'm just saying, you stick with the guy, you're worried about his defense, he starts to struggle at the plate. 7-for-57, that's a lot of patience to show a young player.
It was a high fastball, and it was like he was looking for a high fastball.
It was like
that's what it felt like.
It was like he was going up there looking for that, And if he got it, he was going to hammer it.
And he did.
And he did.
And he win.
He just missed. He just missed. And they, you know, Diaz just threw it right where Morrell wanted him to throw it.
That's right.
Made a mistake, and he made him pay. And then Hector Neris held on for dear life in the ninth.
Humming.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy. Yeah.
Good game.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.